Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Two Drink Gander.
Got a lot of
new special guests here. Sheldon, I see you here. We get the same thing. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cryptic Commander. I am your host, John Nose. And it appears Matt has the night off, but we do have a special guest with us, Johnny. Johnny, you want to introduce yourself, man?
Hi, everybody. I'm John Silence, Goku Blue MTG. I stream MTGA Arena and more content.
Thanks for coming on the show today, Johnny.
Oh, not a problem. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So we want to get right into page one, Magic the Gathering Arena News. And it just so happens, yes, you are a streamer and you're actually quite an expert in the field of Magic the Gathering Arena. So I want to remind the listeners that you've got FNM at Home, Momer, if I'm pronouncing that right, October the 23rd. And then we have the Cascade Singleton, October 24th through 26th. Festival Zendikar World Tour, which is October 26th through October 29th. Mastermind, November 1st through November 4th. On the Edge, which is November 7th, November 12th. So November 7th through November 12th is standard format called On the Edge. If you want to know more about that, you can go to wizards.com. Of course, Kaladesh Remastered is going to be coming out, which is kind of like what they did with the Amaket Remastered. And it's going to have where you're going to have 10 packs, 3 draft tokens, and a playset of the Aether Hubs, which I don't know. It could be a hint of energy. Johnny, when did you start playing Magic the Gathering?
I actually started in 2012, really competitively, and that was the Return to Ravnica block. So I got to play Standard with Kaladesh.
I was going to ask you, was that around Kaladesh? So you did get to play Standard with Kaladesh. Do you think they're going to bring back energy? I mean, with the way this sounds, it could be.
I think they are. I think they're going to see how it goes. I mean, I don't know if we're going to see more bannings or if they're just not going to print the cards that got banned in that Standard.
Yeah, also you have the $2,000 cash, you can win this. The Arena Open, October 31st, day one, and day two being November the 1st. That's something I've been saving my gold up for. I said from the last time they were doing the cash giveaway with, you know, was it 10,000 gold or 100,000 gold or something? I'm looking forward to trying to win some cash off of that. Do you stream for that?
I'm probably going to try to definitely participate in that and stream some of the event because I love Magic and why not? I save my gold to draft, so it would just pretty much be doing the same thing just for more of a cause because, yeah, the money would be nice.
Of course. And speaking of money, Omnath, when he first came out, he was right around $30, you know? And, of course, it's standard. They're printing the product. We don't want to ban them. You know, the thoughts and prayers of Omnath being banned are with us. But just looking back here, a lot of us thought that a lot of these cards were based off of, you know, the prices were based off of the pro players. And when you really reflect with what's going on in the world today, you have nobody playing in these pro tours. You know, I mean, of course, you have the where they play on Arena, which is not the same. And you look at Omnath, of course, he's gone down since the banning. I don't know what he's at right now. $21. We talked about it before the podcast started.
Yeah, John, I think he was at like $21.99 I found him at.
Mm-hmm. And then,
so he didn't drop much.
No, he didn't drop much, but it just, there's a lot of talk about what's really driving the prices of these cards, you know what I'm saying? And it's probably just not, it's not really, there's not much influence on the pro players.
Oh, I agree. With no pro tours going on and the cards being played all over Arena, like, I play Commander, so I still want my paper versions.
Yeah, a lot of talk on the streets is, which we don't like to talk about rumors or speculations, you know, and we won't talk about, you know, the supposed commander leaks that are going on or whatever. But yeah, that's one thing we will talk about is the fact that commander players are a lot of what's really driving the prices of what's going on with these cards and, you know, what the prices are in the secondary market.
Oh, I agree. I still want Omnath. I play Commander. I want to build a landfall deck with blue. I'm a blue player. So, you know, they printed it. I still want it.
You know what's funny, too? The majority of the people that come on the podcast, including myself, though, I'm a blue player. But a lot of people that come on the podcast are blue players. Even my co-host is a blue player. That's just funny. It's funny. Auctions, page 3, auctions. Yes, you can get some alpha artwork. You know, here, let me pull up my notes I have on it here. Yeah, Heritage Auctions. You can get alpha artwork like Mana Flare, Demonic Tutor, Contract from Below. Yeah, it says 19th through the 21st. That's just a few days away from this podcast date, because today's, what, the 17th? And apparently they're 6.75 inches by 7.5 inches or so. So they're really kind of small, but it's the original artwork. So it's the big money items. Who knows how much these are going to go for? So they're not copies of the artwork. It's the original picture of these guys that I just mentioned. What do you think about that? You think you're going to bid on some of these art, or do you care about these artworks? Or
I honestly care, but right now I don't think I'm going to go bid on the artwork. I'm still trying to complete some commander decks and stuff, but this is actually a really cool thing to actually talk about. Part of the reason I got into Magic was the art. Like, that's what drug me into the game. Like, I sketch here and there, so I have an appreciation for art and the artists that do this. So that's what really actually drove me to play this game. Like, I love most of the art. That's why I play most of the cards.
Yeah, I talked about it a few times in the previous podcast, like way when I first started, that's what really got me into the game. I was just walking down a hallway in school. One of my friends was playing it in the room, and I really liked the artwork. I didn't want to get into the game at all at that time. And then later on down the road, I got into the game, but the artwork's what really caught my eye. Basically, there's a job opening, some kind of senior manager design for Commander. I don't know much about it, but when I tried looking it up, even over at the Wizards.com website, there's all these job list openings listings right here. So I don't know which one it officially is, but there, if you guys ever really want to get a job working at Wizards, man, apparently they're hiring. Look at these positions. Wow.
Yeah, they are. It looks like VP Dungeons and Dragons, Game Design Manager, mm-hmm. Creative Director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 12 more.
Yeah. I know we talked about the D&D one last week or whatever, but yeah, it's within one of these right here. It's somewhere in here. I think it's one of the bottom two. I think it's the second from the bottom, but I could be wrong.
Director of Creative Production, HR Manager. Yeah. They're definitely hiring.
Yeah, they're definitely hiring. And then speaking of hiring, nobody's firing, but the Hasbro president stepped down.
Yeah, I just actually heard about that today.
Yeah, it says John Frascati, if I'm pronouncing that right, will retire his current position as president and chief operating officer when his contract ends on March 31st, 2021. At the culmination of his existing contract, he will remain employed by the company for 1 year in the role of special advisor to the chief executive officer, Brian Goldner, through April 1st, 2022. So things might change, you know. And you're looking through, what, April 2022?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll change, though. They might with different leadership.
After looking into it, I think John... Look at that. Look, my name's John. Yours is John. This guy's name's John. John's been working with the company for 13 years, it says right here. So let's go over to...
That's a long time.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing my job right here that I do off the air here, off and on 22 years. Hey, Johnny, speaking of which, how can the listeners find you again? Because I know about you, man. You're in the sister group, Keepers of the Spark. And the listeners that just are now finding out about you, can you tell them a little bit more about you?
Yeah. So you can find me on Facebook, Goku Blue MTG, or you can find me on YouTube as well as Tublue MTG. I put up openings on YouTube of actual paper product, and I'm going to start a beginner's video, how to get your friends into Magic and actually teach them how to play. So check that out. But I stream Arena on Facebook, so if you're looking for gameplay and quick deck techs, head to my page there. That's Goku Blue MTG, and we're going to have some merchandise soon.
And it's GOKUBLUE. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so card of the week. Card of the week this week is Bloodletter Quill. Okay, this is an artifact that comes out for 3, colorless, and it's got 2 abilities. The top ability is pay 2 colorless, tap, put a blood counter on Bloodletter Quill, draw a card, then lose 1 life for each blood counter on Bloodletter Quill. The second ability is pay 1 black, 1 blue, remove a blood counter from Bloodletter Quill.
Yeah, I like it. I would definitely play this in all my black-blue commander decks.
Yeah, I forgot that card even existed, man. I don't think this is the only set. I'm looking at one that's from the original Ravnica, the OG from like 2000 or something. 2001 maybe or something. But
yeah, that's the one I'm looking at.
Yeah, I think it came out in a different set. I could be wrong, but I remember this card, but I forgot it even existed, man. Wow. Good old Bloodletter Quill for card of the week. Movers and Shakers. So this is an interesting segment we put in recently. We've been doing it on a couple of the last few podcasts here. We're going to start off with one of my favorite cards in the whole game, Jace the Mind Sculptor at $50.75. Yeah, you heard me right. $50.75. Record low and bottoming out.
Yeah, that's surprising. I'm ready to try to pick up some copies for myself right now.
Yeah, I went ahead and got the clearance to get one copy myself. Council's Judgment, $2.32, bottomed out. So I would get that right now, Council's Judgment.
Yeah, anything, those two cards already sound like you need to pick those up now.
Paradox Engine, $5.34, record low and bottoming out.
Yeah, they banned that a while ago, and I was actually running that as one of my win cons in my Narset deck. So I was one of the sad ones, but it definitely was an enabler.
Here's one that's an oldie but goodie. Walking Dead, $3.65, which is up 116%. That's like a common from Legends or something like that.
I've heard of Walking Dead, but I can't picture it in my head right now.
It's a zombie. Well, it says it doesn't say zombie on the card. It just says summoning Walking Dead, because back in the day, they were creatures. So go ahead.
Okay, I know. Yep.
And it was a 1/1 creature, I believe, and it had regeneration. Yeah, 1 black, 1 other, 1, and then it has the ability of 1 black regenerates, and it's got flavor text on it too. Look at this, The Walking Dead. Are the remains of freakish experiments by the necromantic lords. Wow. Yeah, if Matt was on the show today, he'd really appreciate that one.
I actually love that flavor text. That fits that card so well.
Thieves, Guild, Enforcer. Am I reading this right? $504.19, which is up 8,275%. Am I reading this right?
What? Wow.
Am I reading this right? Isn't that just come out in M21? Thieves Guild Enforcer. It says promo pack. It says promo pack. Wait. Wow. The market's still below $5. For the record printing of this card, but this, it says right here, this card was listed at $999.99. skewing the average. Wow. Wow. So it's a promo pack, $504.19. If you know somebody that's willing to pay $504.19, let me know. But yeah, that's a $5 card. Sword of the Amnesiast, moving along to number three, because we're getting to the bottom three now. $12.80, which is up 33%. Sword of the Amnesiast. And then number two,
yeah.
Trade Routes, $8.12, which is up 35%. And last but not least, the number one mover and shaker this week is Skyclave Apparition, $6, which is up 100%. So I do want to move along over here to the top decks of the week. Starting off in Standard, you have Dimir Rogues. Ooh, I knew it was going to be one of the top two with Omnath being gone, but I didn't think it was going to be number one. But, I mean, maybe I did have a hunch, but yeah, number one, Dimir Rogues. Blue-black Rogues. Wow, man. Ooh. The number one deck in Modern. Go ahead.
I've been seeing a lot of Rogues. It's definitely taken over the meta, but it's not unstoppable, but it's a really good deck. It has so much consistency and tempo.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm playing. That's what I was playing before Omnath got banned, because I do like the crabs with it, too, you know. It helps accelerate it. And then they got that one spell where it's a creature, a 1/2, I believe, that you can kick it or it comes out for two. And then any spell you play after that, you can copy it. So I just mill them too. Anyway, yeah, I like that deck. I play it myself.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
the number one modern deck this week would still be Burn, Red, White, Boros. I think last week that's what the number one deck in Modern was. The number one deck in Legacy this week is Omnitel. I think that was the same one it was last week. The number one deck in Pauper is Green Stompy. I think, you know, again, repeat, I think that was last week. Timna the Weaver, number one in Commander, just like it was last week. I think things shaked up a little bit with Pioneer, though. In Pioneer, we have Mono Black being number one. Last week, Red Deck Wins was number one. And I believe every page for like the next seven pages was nothing but Mono Red, Red Deck Wins. But looking at this week, man, it's different. So this might be music to the listener's ears. Number two would be Red Deck Wins, but then it goes to, I believe that's Esper Spirits, and then followed by Azorius Control, Five Color Niv-Mizzet, and Soul Artifacts, which is Jeskai colored. Boros deck wins after that. SRAM Auras, and then Jeskai Fires of five color. Five color Jeskai Fires down there. So just last week, it was like mono red, red deck wins for pages and pages and pages. And I think we just gave up looking.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up too much on Pioneer, but it's nice to see something else come up on top. And I'm actually in the process of building Pioneer. So, and it looks like Spirits is the way to go if you're going multi-colors. It looks like it's actually keeping up with the competition.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to share with the listeners an update on my Commander deck, which is the Feldegriff Hippo Hug deck. Are you familiar with that deck at all or no?
I've heard of it. I haven't got to play against it yet.
Oh, it's fun, man. It really... It's my first Commander deck. Just a while ago, I started building it to, with the help of my friend Joel Michael. So shout out to Joel. So I wanted to share some cards in there. I got Nature's Claim, Rites of Flourishing, Rewind, Soul Guide Lantern, Felwar Stone, Sphinx's Revelation, Marshall Coop, A Forest of Plains, Birds of Paradise, Island, Imposing Sovereign, Questing Feldegriff, Firemind Vessel, Soul Ring, A Plains, Sahiri Refuge, if I'm saying that right, A Seaside Citadel, one of those tri-colored lands, Fumigate, Disenchant Forest, Felidar Sovereign. I like this card. You heard of that card?
I have.
Yeah, Vigilance, Life Link at the beginning of your upkeep. If you have 40 or more life, you win the game. I've won a couple of games yes. with that card alone.
That card is actually really cool because if you are playing life gain and you're usually in white, you need to play it because you'll get there.
Mm-hmm. I am too. My commander's white, blue, green, and one other.
Bam. Yeah. Oh, one colorless, right? For the one other?
Yeah, one other is colorless, right. I can just tell you what it is right now. It's a 4/4. And you can pay one white. It gives it flying until the end of the turn, but target opponent gains 2 life. I pay a blue. I can return Fellow to Grift to my hand. Target opponent draws a card, or may draw a card. They have a choice. Or I can pay a green, and then it gets trample until the end of turn. Put a hippo token into play under target opponent's control, and treat this token as a 1/1 green creature. That's my commander.
I like it. That's definitely a group hug deck.
Yeah. And then I got a Plains, Eternal Witness, Hypnotic Siren, Crystal Ball, which is pretty good. Capsize. I love Capsize. Maze of Ith, Spell Pierce, Mind Stone, Mystic Remora. I bought that recently, just a few months ago. And I love that card. I
picked one a while ago myself. That's a really good card.
Really good card, isn't it? Oh, really good card. Trail of Mystery. Dispel, Brainstorm, As Foretold, Dissolve, Rampant Growth, Windfall. Oh, I like that card, Windfall. Eternal Dragon. Do you know about Windfall?
Yeah, my buddy plays it in his Golos deck.
Eternal Dragon, Island, Fog Bank, Nantuko Monastery, that's a good land. Selesnya Gilgate, Vivid Meadows, Wall of Roots, Dovin Hand Control, Hand of Control, Cultivate, Approach of the Second Sun. Have you heard of that one?
I actually picked up 2 of those maybe about 3 months ago. I still have to find the slot for Narset, and I put one in my Aminatu deck.
I got one of those full art foil basic lands of the island from Death Beyond Theros. The pretty ones, you know?
Those are beautiful. I actually got a few of those myself.
A Wilt Leaf Liege, a Command Tower, Soldier of the Pantheon, Spring Bloom Druid, Reflecting Pool, Kadoma's Reach, Ghost Quarter, Vivid Grove, Sakura Tribe Elder, Pithing Needle, Wrath of God, Familiar's Ruse, Vivid Creek, Gideon Champion of Justice, Deep Analysis, Primal Command, Evolving Wilds, Pulse of the Tangle, Terramorphic Expanse, and we're getting down to the last handful here. Oblivion Stone. Oh, it's been some fun games, man. Oblivion Stone, you know. Those games.
Go ahead. I actually run Oblivion Stone in my modern deck, so yeah, Oblivion Stone is a must-have. It's so good.
Yeah, make the games reset. Strip Mine. Disdainful Stroke. Factor Fiction. Seasons Past. Thornwood Falls. Woodland Stream. Swans of Brine Aragol, Negate, Sun Titan, Supreme Verdict, Garruk Wildspeaker, the original Garruk, Howling Mine, Silvala Explorer Returned, Lotus Petal, A Johnny Caller of the Pride, Search for Tomorrow, Azorius Guildgate, 8.5 Tales, Wall of Denial, Simic Guildgate, Soul's Attendant, Labyrinth of Scophos, Soul Warden, Ghostly Prison, Luminarch Ascension, Lotus Bloom, Celestial Colonnade, Counterspell, Control Magic, Lumbering Falls. Huh, I don't know where that card went. Hold on. I just picked it up, so Now it's making me worry. Huh. I don't see it. Maybe I said it and I didn't realize it. I can try and find it. Any of those cards stick out to you, Jenny?
In that kind of deck, definitely. It sounds like you're right on track with it. And also, the cards that really stick out to me, Sphinx's Revelation. It's one of my favorite cards. Just going to draw X cards and gain X life.
Yeah, I like that card. I really do.
Because being blue mages, we all love drawing cards, but just gaining life back to take the turn to do that, or, you know, it's to get up on the game from gaining that life is so helpful.
Yeah. Like you said earlier, is there life gain? You know, yeah, there's a lot of life gain in here. I'm going to look for this one card. Man, I'm not seeing it. Wait a minute.
Also, we talked about Mystic Remora. I love that card. Once you get your mana base down and you can pay for it, just slam it down and go start drawing your whole deck.
Oh, yeah. I can't find it, man. I can't find that card I just bought for this deck. I don't know where it is. Oh, man. Anyway, so that's the progress of where my commander deck is right now in this day and age. What's your favorite format?
Favorite format is Commander. I would have to say Commander by hands down. And then next would be Modern, Standard, and I want to actually start getting into Legacy.
My top three would be, at this moment in time, would be Commander, Cube, and then Modern. But it just goes to show you how many different formats there are out there, you know. And but yeah, man, I've been playing this game since 93, and I really started getting real serious back in 2007, I think it was.
Yeah, I actually started playing like in 2009, 2010, but I was just learning the game. And then once I kind of got it down, 2012 was when I really went serious.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody to go over to thecrypticcommander.com and get your merchandise. You can get your hoodies, your playmats. You can put your own image on there if you want. And you can get dice. They're really affordable. Go over and see us on the Facebook group, the Cryptic Commander Facebook group. And our sister group, the Keepers of the Spark. I think it's just called Keepers of the Spark, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's our sister group. Of course, we've had Josh Skipper come on a few times and help promote that. But Johnny, you're in there also, so I wanted to give that plug a mention. And
definitely, yeah.
Why not? You know.
Thank you.
Absolutely, man. We're all in this together, right? And if you guys want to reach out and talk to us, ask us anything. If you want us to cover a certain subject, let us know. This is your podcast. This is for Magic players by Magic players. Also, I want to mention that we did pick up Greece, the country of Greece. So I think we are up to 32 countries we're being broadcasted in.
That's awesome, John. Like, way to go. It's amazing. I'm proud.
Well, thank you, Johnny, man. I started back in February. So I think I really started like March 1st or something, because it was like really late February. And when I got married, there was some other things going on too, so I had to stop for a second. I think it was just half of a month I had to do that. And then when I came back, I came even harder, more full throttle, you know?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Like, one day I just picked up streaming and I was like, you know what, I'm doing this full throttle. And it's like therapy, because I meet new people. I've met you through Magic. Like, it's totally awesome.
It is, man. I try to catch you whenever you do stream, Johnny. You know, there's been a few times where you streamed, I couldn't catch it, but almost every time you stream, I try to catch it, you know?
Yeah, and I've been trying to listen to your podcast at work instead of just music, because I'm totally into Magic, and it's the first podcast I've actually found very interesting. You cover so much stuff.
Really?
Yes, really. Like, You've got over with the when you had Josh on that episode. I think you went over some of the shakeups. There was I think it was a banning. You guys were talking about, was it right around the Omnath ban, or was it the? I think it was the Euro ban.
It could have been, yeah. Yeah, he's been on twice, Josh Skipper. Talking about the recent one, I think it was the Euro. Yeah, I think it was Euro ban, because we did a moment of silence. Yeah, we did a moment of silence. Which we should have done a moment of silence for Omnath tonight, but it's just so much buzz going around with the banning of Omnath. I just didn't figure we had to cover it, you know.
Oh, I agree. I think we've seen it coming.
Absolutely. That's why we had a moment of silence last week with for old Uro. Or no, I think last week I don't know. I think maybe last week I didn't come on the show or something. I don't know. Something happened. I don't know. There's been a lot going on behind the scenes. I can say that much. Like right now, even Matt, he's working behind the scenes. He's working so hard for the Crypto Commander show right now that, you know, he couldn't even come on the show in time to do this. You know, I think he said he'll be done like 5-10 minutes before the podcast is done. So just might as well go on without me. You know, like, no problem, man. I'll do you proud, Matt. I'll do you proud. Well, is there anything you wanted to say today on today's podcast, Johnny, or?
You guys are awesome. You and Matt, I appreciate you guys having me on. Definitely Keepers of the Spark. Check them out. They're our sister group. Check out my page, Goku Blue MTG, and just check out Crypto Commander merchandise. Their dice bags are awesome.
Oh yeah, handmade by Artopia. I've been handing out her business cards. Yeah, I love her work, man. And we're selling them on the website too, thecryptocommander.com. That's right. I think you're right around $12, maybe $10, something like that. They're really good, guys, and she does amazing work. She embroiders them. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. And, I didn't get a chance to go play Magic this week. And I didn't, you know, in the local game store. I had to go out and get a new chainsaw and had to go shopping and... I had a flat tire and I had to change that and a whole, you know, I guess it was Murphy's Law was happening. So I carried around my Magic cards, you know, everywhere I went. And when I finally got to the store, I was like, you know, I'm just going to go home, guys. You didn't come to play, man? Yeah, I came to play, but it's so late. Anyway. So maybe I can bring to the table some experience like next week from, you know, like last night's at the Friday Night Magic. But it's just not going to happen this week, guys.
Same thing happened to me this week. I was supposed to go play last night, but I had car issues as well. And I'm like, well, that's not happening.
Yeah.
So I feel the pain.
Yeah, I didn't even want to leave the cards in the car. When I went to go change the tire, like everywhere I went, the cards were with me, you know.
Maybe I'll get to play. Maybe I'll get to play.
That was great. All right. Well, I think it's so I said it earlier. I don't want to sound, all right. Well, I think I'll go ahead and let the listeners go then. And I, you know, we can't do it without you guys. You know, give us some feedback over the Crypto Commander Facebook group. Maybe even on a YouTube video. We got those out there, too, under the name Crypto Commander, or The Crypto Commander. And at any rate, thanks for listening. Look forward to putting out another great podcast next week. Johnny, thanks for coming on and being with us tonight. And until next time.
Thank you. No problem, John.
And until next time, keep spell slinging.